Princess. Today on the show, I'm diving right in to digestive issues, to taming your tummy troubles. Yes, that's right. We're talking about your digestive discomfort, your GI, your gastrointestinal junk, especially if you have been living and struggling with an eating disorder or disordered eating, and you're constantly feeling bloated, stomach pain, you just want to be done with it. This can be such a deterrent when you're trying to find freedom. You want to enjoy more food, you want to have food more regularly, and you want to get rid of those unhealthy patterns and behaviors that are keeping you stuck. Yet, you feel bloated, you feel full, you feel blah. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about some of the things that you can do to help your tummy troubles so that you can continue on your journey to recovery as you create the very best version of you. Here we go. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. How are you, sister friend? It is a brand new week and I am feeling rejuvenated, nourished, and all the things. I cannot wait to chat with you today, and I hope you're ready for today's episode because this one is a new topic that I don't think I've yet to even uncover on the show and talk about in detail. And while I am not a doctor, I'm going to start there. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a clinician, I'm not a registered dietitian. I'm just a girl over here in my corner of the internet, in my corner of the world, that has learned as much as I possibly can about my body, my recovery of an eating disorder that I went through myself, the process of change, all the stuff. Sis, I have my own personal PhD in all of this stuff. But I'm starting there because I just want you to know that I am not a licensed professional. And so today when I talk about your digestive system, when I talk about your gastrointestinal stuff, I just want to make sure that you understand that this is coming from my personal journey. This is coming from research. And so I'm going to make sure to incorporate all of that as we have some time together today. I wanted to talk about this topic because in working with so many women, these same things come up constantly in terms of eating disorder recovery. It's so important that I talk about those things on the show because I'm here to help you. I'm here to show up so that you can show up for life and create the best version of you. And so dealing with digestion in recovery from disordered eating is such an important topic. The truth is that I had crazy bloat, crazy stomach pain, and this would lead to so many triggers that would bring me backwards during my recovery journey. And I don't want that for you. So today I'm going to talk about how you can feel more comfortable, how you can continue to move forward in your recovery if you're experiencing some dreaded digestive issues. And the truth is that these can be prevented, these can be managed. So commonly, whenever we think about bloat, we think about being big. And this correlates directly with our eating disorder mind. We don't want to feel bloated. We don't want to not be able to button up our jeans because then that makes us feel fat, right? And if you're in the eating disorder brain, that's exactly what you're trying to avoid. That's where the fear comes in. And so this topic is so very near and dear to my heart because I just want to talk about this commonality of digestive issues and discomfort and eating disorder recovery. So a study was done from the National Library of Medicine where researchers conducted an audit of digestive complaints and psychopathological traits in patients with eating disorders. This study, friends, it found that 90% of patients reported bloating. 96 reported premature fullness feeling during renourishment, And 98% of individuals with an eating disorder, they claim to also have a functional gut disorder. This means that there are symptoms such as IBS, gastric reflux, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. The list goes on, friends. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, like that is me, I'm sitting here and everything you're talking about right now, this premature fullness feeling, it's like I haven't even had a bunch, but I'm feeling full already. It was also noted in this research that if you experience gastrointestinal discomfort and you have an eating disorder or you have disordered eating behaviors, that there's an even larger probability of experiencing heightened anxiety and or depression in your life. And getting truly ingrained in all of this different research to help support my clients, I wanted to really pull apart some pieces that stood out for me. And so I wanted to share those with you. Some that were very familiar in my own recovery journey, but what is super interesting is that eating disorders can come prior to stomach and digestive issues, or they can actually be prompted by them. I want you to think about it. If your stomach is bloated, therefore you feel like you don't like how you look, you don't like how you feel in your jeans, then you restrict your food. There's also the opposite of this that can occur. Maybe you lived with restriction for years, and now you're committed to healing your body, and so you're experiencing massive amounts of discomfort. This is such an interesting dynamic because when we've experienced digestive issues, it's very common to blame the food, right? It's very common to say, I'm just not allowed to eat that food, or I can't have that, or I need to go gluten-free, or I just ate too much for lunch and I ate too late. And this way of thinking, it actually creates a heightened anxiety that is going to lead to even more GI discomfort. I want to talk about this because the truth in recovery is that you most likely will experience stomach discomfort. If you've dealt with disordered eating behaviors for quite some time, I want you to know that your digestive system has been disrupted. It has been stressed. And that's not to cause anxiety or upset at all, but it's just to give you the cold, hard facts. Like, think about a car. If you drive a car every day to and from, your car is being used, your car is working properly, you're going and maintaining your car, you're putting in premium gas into your vehicle, right? Your car is going to work more smoothly. If you have a car that you don't run often, this is what happens with food restriction. Your body is not processing food often through the digestive tract or an adequate amount of it, and so it tends to shut down. It doesn't work as smoothly or seamlessly. You might have some gas in the pipes. So if you're currently experiencing GI issues, this doesn't mean that you need to limit your food or go back to ways that are going to cause this to become even worse for you. There are a few things though that I wanted to share today that I did that helped me as I experienced my own battle with the bloat. Number one, I want you to know what you're up against. Sis, this is temporary. Temporary. This is normal. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to pretend to be a GI doctor. But I will tell you that if you're dealing with years of abnormal eating patterns and behaviors, restriction, overeating, overexercising, all those things, there is going to be some discomfort as you try to renourish your body. Recent research has studied this and shared that the gut is our second brain. Your gut and your brain are directly linked to one another, and it's actually very uncommon if you are stressed out for you to not experience GI dysfunction. Learning to manage your emotional and mental health is going to help calm your nervous system and your digestive system. So as I was reading all these scientific articles, I read about this nerve between your brain and your gut. This nerve, it is connected to your vocal cords and your throat muscles, which is super fun for me. Like, I'm a nerd. I love it. I love to read all these things because it just expands the reason why I feel and truly believe this correlation between the brain and the gut. There's actually this nerve. What this article was discussing from the National Library of Medicine was that this nerve between your brain and the gut, it's connected to your vocal cords, it's connected to your throat muscles. And if you actually hum or sing or laugh or giggle, this relaxes you and it relaxes your digestive system. Isn't that wild? So I think that's interesting because when we're laughing, giggling, like we feel more relaxed. And so if you're experiencing tummy troubles, try a laugh, try a giggle, try singing around, have a dance party. Not saying it's going to cure all your woes, but I'm just telling you that I think it's fun because you're going to be able to experience more joy as you continue to understand about your body and heal your body. And if you're experiencing current GI discomfort, I want you to know that this is temporary. Now, it is really good for you to go and get checked out. I did regularly at the doctor and I had many, many visits to check vitals and all the things when I was going through my own treatment. But I want you to also, number two, practice regular reflection and downtime. This can be hard if you're constantly on the go or you tend to keep yourself busy, and can be extremely hard if you have overexercised or you're doing so now. And so you view resting as lazy. But sis, your body needs to rest. Your body needs to rest for so many reasons, but it also needs to rest to break down food properly. It also needs to rest because you've been restricting it. And if you've had hot and cold patterns with food, then your body is not sure. And so therefore, recovery really is all about re-nourishing, rebuilding, renewing, and reestablishing a healthy and safe place with you and yourself. I started yoga and I prayed and I wrote and I reflected, and it gave me a calm, relaxed place. Also, while I was eating, I would try to eat in a calm, relaxed environment because it allowed my body to relax, which helped me process my food. Number three, limit those diet products. So in recovery, I had to swap out my sugar-free Jell-O and my low-fat salad dressings for the real deal. Yes, doing this was one of the hardest and scariest things I did, but it led to nutrition adequacy that I needed to heal my body. And it also helped ease my tummy troubles. Without sounding as though you aren't allowed these foods, because I truly believe that all foods have nourishment. Many of diet products out there are full of artificial ingredients that are gonna worsen your GI. Carbonation, also swap that. Swap carbonated drinks with kombucha. Swap a nourishing snack with the gum you've been chewing. Sis, don't avoid food to try to help this problem. And this ties in to number four, eating consistently and adequately. You don't have to earn your food. You're worthy of it. Eating larger amounts less often can overwhelm your GI. And the same goes for the opposite. Eating restrictive amounts causes your GI muscles to weaken, which leads to bloating, gas, and pain. And your digestive system, it works the best when it's regularly working and given adequate amounts of food. Aim to eat more often. Number five, eat a variety of foods and try on new food exposures. So I do this with clients, but sis, you get to teach your body how to function by what you allow and you don't allow for it to consume. So if you're eating the same foods every single day and you have this extremely structured diet and this rigid routine, believe me, I get it. I was there. But it's important to introduce new foods because as you begin to introduce any new food, this is going to cause discomfort for you because your body is not used to that food. And so no matter the food, it's like, hey, what is this? Nice to meet you. And so just expect that. Expect that there might be some discomfort. Give yourself permission to feel and sit with that feeling and know that it's temporary. It will pass if you just consistently keep doing the thing and eating a variety of different things. Number six, I want you to consider an extra boost. Of course, get with your doctor, get with your dietitian, and get their thoughts. But peppermint can calm and relax. Ginger, like ginger tea, ginger can help. Think about pregnant women. They always tell pregnant women, if you have upset tummy troubles, like go chew on some ginger. I personally am not a ginger fan, but I hear that ginger works wonders. And also other supplements like magnesium can help with constipation and reduce stress. And a high quality probiotic can support a healthy microbiome in your gut. Also consider fibrous foods, but make sure to check with a medical professional. Number seven, keep doing the thing and not giving up. This is what restores your body. This is what helps your GI. This is what stops those sensitivities. Your discomfort will resolve with recovery. And I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for myself. If you continue to give your body proper nourishment and you do so regularly and consistently in a good, healthy variety, and you're gentle with yourself and you're finding time to reflect and you're finding time that's going to give you self-care time, time for prayer, time for mindfulness, time not to exercise to burn calories, but just to enjoy being in nature and walking in a park or just being outside, like time to reflect on life. The truth in recovery is you're most likely going to experience tummy discomfort. You're doing a new thing and your body's like, what? But that doesn't mean to stop doing it. Also, make sure to get support that you need that are going to help you along your journey. And if this comes up for you, if you feel like there's just a part of your mind that doesn't believe that you need the food you're eating or being told to eat, or when I talk on the show, there's a part of your mind that's like, well, I'm glad that worked for you, but it's not going to work for me, or I don't need all that food. I want you to know, sis, you do. Give yourself that grace and compassion. Give yourself the permission. Let down the walls of control so that you can actually gain control over your life. There is a high probability that you will experience discomfort in your stomach and discomfort with GI issues as you lean into recovery, as you get proper nourishment, and as you find freedom. But know that you're not alone. Know you don't need to do this alone. You can tame your tummy, and you can remind yourself and reframe your mind that this is only temporary. You're gonna gain so much joy and love if you keep doing the thing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you if you show up consistently here. I wanna personally invite you to our private Facebook community. You can find us at www.herbestselfsociety.com. And if you're looking for more support, I am looking to support you. Stop trying to do this all by yourself. Believe me, I get it. I did it all by myself. And I only wished at the time that recovery coaching was a thing because I for sure would have sought out to find somebody who had been there and done that and could help me along my path to recovery. If you're looking for that friend, I'd be happy to walk alongside you as you recover from your unhealthy relationship patterns with food and your body. You can do this, and I can't wait to help you get there. You can find more about how we can partner together at www.herbestself.co. Until next time, bye for now, girl. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show. And I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.